This is The Status Bro.
You take a model man and put him in control.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, streaming on RNC and at realnewscn.com. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling. With Zach Youngblood-Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
Happy Friday, everybody out there. Why did I just say that?
What, Zach Youngblood-Lewis?
No, happy Friday.
Why did? You know...
I hate when people say that.
We were setting up pretty last minute here. I gotta be honest, dude. I'm so sick of this Facebook Live crap.
Yeah, you know...
The amount of work it takes to get this all set up and working is absurd.
It is, but I
wouldn't believe the contraptions I have up here to like get this angle that I've got right now. It's ridiculous. It
took
me 10 minutes.
I almost hate that it works.
Me too.
If it didn't work, we would abandon it immediately.
Yeah. But we know it works because of the thousands of viewers we're getting from
things. Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. Millions, even.
The deluge of viewers is absolutely out of control. We want to thank each and every one of you, every 76 million of you, for tuning in each week to check out The Status Bro. We have a ton of stuff to get to today. We have a new game for you. I want to discuss adult summer camp, because you and I are going to be heading out there, and I want to read about some counselors and some campers who've been kicked out of summer camp, because we'd like to avoid that while we're there.
Who wouldn't, right? You never want to get kicked out of summer camp.
We also have a new game we're going to be playing, the Porn Identity. I'm excited about that.
Can we talk about this adult summer camp for a second?
I was going to save that till later, until after news, but if you want to talk about it now...
No, we'll wait.
You know what? I'm going to save the article about how people have been kicked out, and we can just talk about the general overview real quick if you want.
Okay, here's what it is. It's an adult summer camp, right? Now, the only summer camps I've spent time at were like... church summer camps. That was my thing.
Yeah, and I've never been to any except for like a church retreat, which was for like a weekend.
Right. And to be clear, we're like staying in cabins here with bunks and everything, so it's what they call glamping, which I think is a horrible term. But
like glamorous camping?
In all of these camping things I used to have to go to, there was an itinerary, okay? There were things you had to do. At this time, you had worship. At this time, you had this. At this time, you had that. You know, like the lesson. It sucked. Because the fun part of camp is not doing those things. It's going out and having fun, swimming and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And if you have an itinerary, it sucks. Now, there's no itinerary here, as far as I understand, other than a basic, like, here's what time breakfast is, here's what time lunch is, here's what time dinner is, right?
I don't know. What are you getting at here?
People are going to sneak in drugs.
You think that's how people get kicked out?
No, I don't know. I don't know if people are going to get kicked out. I don't know. I want to chat about it for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure people probably sneak in drugs. Well, considering we're going with our company, I don't really want to discuss the implications of smuggling drugs.
It's a work function.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I like to remain professional.
It doesn't have
to be. I'm still going to drink.
Not everybody there is going with their job necessarily, though. Right?
Right. Well, I'm sure there are people
who are going
that,
for funsies.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of them there.
And there will also be people who take it very seriously because it's like a work thing.
The only thing that concerned me about it, I was looking at the itinerary, and it's all fun stuff on the itinerary. It's like you drink a little bit, do some water sports, then there's lunch, and there's a bar there, and then you do some zip lining or something.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't like about it is that there was the early AM part and the later AM part. I'm like, I don't want there to be any AM part.
Right.
I want this is 1 o'clock is when I want my day to begin.
That's like, when you want to wake up.
That would be ideal camping for me.
You're the most casual camper ever.
Well, I heard the nights at this thing are epic. Like people stay up and party all night. So I mean, you know, I don't have a full day of activities based off a couple hours of sleep.
You'd rather have a day and then some night of activities.
And then some night, yeah.
Right.
Speaking of, what do you think the toilet situation is going to be? You know, I worry about that stuff.
Oh, it's going to be like, I would guess like one bathroom per cabin.
But it's like co-ed.
Yeah, they're co-ed
cabins. I don't
want
to be pooping around any of my coworkers. I already go to the third floor at our office here. I try to get as far away as I can. I'll go home to my apartment some days during lunch.
There's only going to be a couple co-ed cabins. I would imagine they would try to do most like male or female.
Maybe.
You know? But it doesn't indicate that in any way. It clearly indicates like it's co-ed and all female. That's it.
Yeah, there's no all dudes.
No.
Which I don't mind taking a crunch in front of other male workers. I would get used to that.
Really?
It's better than female.
I think you totally mind. But yeah, I guess you would get. You'd have to get used to it. You wouldn't have a choice.
Isn't our company primarily female? What's the ratio?
Yeah, no, it's mostly chicks.
It's mostly chicks. So I have that to look forward to. I had a weird experience today in the bathroom.
You want
to
do a live broadcast out there?
Well, yeah, we can't do live, but we can do a pre-recorded broadcast.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do one. So you had a weird experience today. When?
Before the show, when I told you I had to go to the third floor office.
Yeah.
So I popped down there. And if one thing you know about office building bathrooms like that is it's always Arctic winter, freezing cold. It was. It was cold. But I went in, and this is what was gross. When I sat down on the seat was warm. I never had that experience before.
Never?
All that leads me to believe is somebody was just in there pooping.
Never have you had that experience.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
30 years, never once.
Never once.
That happens to me all the time.
I just started embracing the public bathroom thing the last, 3 years.
There's two ways you can look at a warm
seat. I never once took a dump at school my entire 4 years of high school. I never took a dump on a college campus, never once at UND.
Really?
Really.
I had a goal.
I'm telling
for a
you,
while
I could not
UNT
do the public bathroom thing for years.
Take a crunch in every building on campus.
I've missed finals to go home and poop before.
I had a map that I would mark out buildings of every time I took a crunch there. It'd be like, all right, that's another one down. I didn't get there.
How many buildings are there?
Off.
Yeah.
Honestly,
there's a lot.
There's something like 40 something buildings, and I was 12 buildings away from finishing up.
That's a lot of poops.
I had a lot of tough ones too, like the shed that the custodians use for cleaning the field at the new stadium.
Right.
Yeah, they had a custodian shed and had a bathroom in there. Never got in there. Because, how am I going to, Oh, we had a little police station on campus.
Yeah, you don't want to Danny Ocean your way into to go take a crap.
Yeah, that's too much work. But it's, just casually exploring. And, I had some good bathroom experiences.
You didn't want to, throw in a janitor disguise and try to go in there and drop
one?
Not
quite. Didn't want to pull a Mario and Luigi. They're plumbers. There's two ways to look at a warm seat, man, when you get in a bathroom. You can either really be concerned about it, and you can tell yourself, man, there was somebody sitting here moments before. That's disgusting. I hate this. Or you can just roll with it and be like, at least the seat's not ice cold.
The inside of the toilet was a little blown up, too. So I gave two flushes first to try to rinse it out.
Yeah.
And that always just makes me wonder, whenever it's coming out of me that's hitting and things are splashing, or other people's getting on my, splashing. I don't know. The whole thing is horrible. I'm definitely going to call that a yellow.
right.
Yellow alert situation.
A yellow light.
Yeah. Not quite a red, because if it's a red, I'm bailing them out.
I hate flushing after other people in public toilets. And I know.
Oh, I push it and walk away because you got to
delay. Divert my eyes.
But then I got to wait at least 15 seconds for the
everything
vaporous that erupted into the air to clear. Yeah.
Right. And that's what
which
I hate.
If I could put on goggles and see that vapor, it's probably in there the entire time.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. It's there the whole time. So it doesn't really matter. When you flush a toilet, it's all going out. But I don't know. When you walk in and see somebody else takes a crunch, honestly, most of the times, I'll switch stalls instead of flush that one. I really will. I'll go to another bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have to flush somebody else's business.
I don't care. I don't want it sitting next to me. I don't want it in there.
And there's very clearly a large number of individuals out there that just don't flush after they hit the head.
That's
true. You know what I mean?
You're right. Because it's not a matter of the toilet malfunctioning. We've discussed.
No.
Those toilets are, they have the power of a jet engine.
It's true.
And it even sounds scary. It sounds like...
I would bet in the right circumstances, one of those toilets could kill a man. Really.
Probably.
Yeah. So, no, it's just people who don't flush.
A small human being could get sucked in there.
And I'm not one of those people. I flush every time. I put the seat down, too, after I'm done. I really do. God's honest.
Yeah.
Man or woman. Coming in after me. Even in an all-male bathroom, I'll put the seat down because I'm a nice guy. But there have to be these members of society out there who just don't flush and are cool with it. It's right up there with guys in the bathroom. I know you've seen this. In a public bathroom, who don't wash their hands after they're done. They just walk out. You know what I'm talking about.
I see it much more often if somebody's taking a tinkle.
Disgusting.
I don't rarely see somebody come out of a stall and not flush.
Dude, either way. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's sometimes where I'm in a hurry. And after I take a pee.
Me too, but if there's somebody else in the bathroom, anybody else in the bathroom, I will wash my hands every time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. You don't want them to think you're gross.
At least I have to keep up society.
Also, this thing that we do where, hold on, I hate when people call me.
Yeah,
Facebook,
you gotta take it easy with that.
We talk about how we'll scout till we find a bathroom where we can be alone. A lot of people do that.
Yeah.
I've noticed when I'm in the bathroom, somebody will walk in for a second, kind of look, and then walk out. Hear it.
So maybe it's not that weird.
I don't think it's that weird.
I think it is that weird. Oh, dude, the other day, this happened up here. I walked in the bathroom to take a crunch. Ninth floor, that's where I like to go, the mighty number nine. And there's some.
It never works out for me. There's always some guy in there taking a dump.
And I get it. When the door whips open in the bathroom, sometimes you're curious. This guy's standing at the urinal, and I walk in, and the guy's just staring straight at me. Locked eyes while he was peeing. I was like, okay.
I lock eyes with a very specific inch-by-inch ceiling tile, and that's all I stare at the entire time I urinate.
Yeah. I look at the wall in front of me, or I look down, or look back at the wall in front of me. Yeah. The guy was turned around, Like a 112 degree angle, his head was cranked.
Would you do turn around and walk out?
And he's just staring at me. No, I mean, I walked in. What am I going to do? Turn around and walk out?
I don't know.
So no, I walked in and did my business. It was weird, and it was a long
next
stare
to him?
Too. No, I went for a stall. I didn't want to pee next to that guy. He was staring at me with his wang out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was The whole locking eyes in the bathroom thing, you got to watch out for that.
Well, we need to get to news, but I want to discuss this porn identity thing. You know, in the spirit of the porn identity, which comes out next weekend, we have a game where we have a list of actual porn titles based off popular films and a list of fake porn titles based off films. And we're going to have Kristen come in and be our judge. We're gonna go back and forth on our judges. Like, one week it'll be Samantha, and one week it'll be Kristen. I'm just glad, Kristen, anybody in the office who's willing to do it, I'm happy with. But
yeah, that's really what we're down to.
Yeah, and then you and I are going to try to guess which is the real porn or which is the fake porn. A game I really wanted to do this week was related to flatulence directly, just because John and Zach have sent me many audio files of their farts. Yeah. So I wanted to compilate a whole bunch of them and, sure, and have people guess whether it's a fake, like, fake sound effect fart, one of Zach's farts, or one of John's. But I can't have coworkers coming in here guessing your farts, and they've never even met my brother, so it hasn't quite panned out yet. But just know that is in the works. And just for fun, because I threw them all together, I might be totally childish in the third or fourth segment, just, you know, play some farts.
Well, play them all at once.
Yeah, just play a few, just so people can distinguish,
like,
the kinds.
Ferris Bueller with his keyboard. Anyway, like, just play all of them at the same time.
Why don't we do some news?
Why don't we do some news? Sure. So some new rumors of the iPhone.
Here's your new news music.
Oh, is this it?
Yeah.
Wow, hold on.
This is X News.
Let me enjoy
music.
This for a second.
All right, just do your news.
And welcome back to Zach's News. All right, yeah. So some new rumors about the iPhone 7 have surfaced. And this isn't news. These are rumors. But they come from what I believe is a fairly... Are you done? Thank you.
All right, sorry. Just
fairly,
have a little fun.
Fairly reputable source for iPhone rumors. So theoretically, they have some truth. And it also came with photos.
All right. That's
something to look
any
at.
Look, any difference in the look?
No, they pretty much look the same. There's three new models of iPhone. iPhone 7.
All right.
All right.
What are the new models, Zach?
All right, the new models are the iPhone 7.
Okay, now I'm done, I swear.
No, you're not. You're not done.
All right, tell us about the iPhone.
You got the iPhone 7, the iPhone... You know, I don't even know if I want to do it anymore, seriously.
What, I take the wind out of your sails?
Yeah, you really did. You took the wind right out of my sails. Why don't you do some news, Kevin? Yeah, how about that? I'll sit back and listen to your news. Go ahead.
Oh, come on. It's all in good fun.
No, it's not in good fun.
I didn't have that planned.
I work hard on this news.
I didn't
right?
have that planned. It just kind of organically
come
fell
on.
Into my lap.
Yeah. I've been working on news for an hour over here. Kevin just found a YouTube bit, and now he's playing it. Come on.
Okay, come on. Tell me about the iPhone.
No. No. I'm done with the news.
Come on.
You can have it.
Come on. I want to hear about
You can keep your news. I'm going to sit over here and drink, all right?
Come on. I want to hear about the phone.
I hate this. I really do.
We only have about a minute and a half left. I won't mess around anymore, I promise.
All right. Yeah, I'm done with the phone.
Hand off the board. Hand off the board.
I'm done with the iPhone thing. I really am. I'm not going back to that. You've made a mockery of my story.
I think I know that story. They're basically just getting rid of the headphone jack, and other than that, they've got nothing.
Yeah, they're getting rid of the headphone jack.
That's it.
On a phone.
My mom said to stop being an ass.
Yeah, see? Stop the bullying. All right, did you hear about this new Nintendo that's coming out?
No, that I did not hear about.
You did hear about it.
No, I didn't.
You did. The new Nintendo. You heard about this.
A new Nintendo?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about
it's
this.
It's the NES Classic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
A new Nintendo, meaning new.
Right.
Making the old new again.
Nintendo is re-releasing the old Nintendo Entertainment System. Smaller. Sleeker,
which rocks.
With an HDMI output.
I'm getting one.
Yeah, and it comes with 30 games preloaded on it.
Which is already enough. And I think it's a $60 price tag.
$60. Comes out in November.
Totally worth it to me. You know, I'm a big retro gamer. I have a room, my bedroom, where I keep my old 64 NES, SNES.
Honorable mentions include Mega Man 2, Metroid, Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, 3, Legends Zelda, Castlevania, Donkey Kong, and a bunch of other stuff.
You actually missed one.
What?
Well, I mean, it has the original Mario Brothers, then
right.
Super Mario Brothers, then 2 and 3.
It does have
four,
the original
or
Mario
2 and
Brothers.
3, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But, God, remember how bad we ripped our hair out trying to run through and beat Super Mario 3 again as adults?
Dude, Super Mario 3 is...
I was about ready to take your Wii and throw it out the window.
That's... Yeah, we were playing on the Wii Virtual Console. That's one of those games
set
that,
it on
like...
fire.
Through the first six worlds of Super Mario Brothers 3, it's pretty hard. It gets pretty tough.
We were feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Right around World 7, that game stops playing around. It really does. There's eight worlds of Super Mario Brothers, and...
It starts to suck, yeah.
Yeah, it gets real hard real fast, so...
Yeah, it does. All right, well...
That's our shout-out to retro games.
I guess my news music stopped. Good. Well, we got to take a break. When we get back, we will finish up with the news. I want to talk a little bit more about camp, and then we have the porn identity game we're going to be playing. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN.
Keep the the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow.
Hey, bro. How we doing, man? It's been a while, man. Life's so rad.
If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro, coming to you live at realnewscn.com. I am your host, Kevin Embling. Was that the end of Lewis?
Hey, what's up?
We also have Krista Marin sitting in.
I don't know if my mic's on.
There you go.
There we go.
I just pointed two mics at her. It's fine.
All right, well, I think it's probably time we go ahead and get back to Zach's news. Sorry, I'm trying to...
Do tell.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, God, go ahead.
You know, I've wanted a news bumper for years.
You don't like this one?
I've wanted one. And you finally put one together. It's very kind of you. And you just play it over me. Yeah. Oh, and it's got an Audio Jungle watermark on it.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That's the only way we can actually use it.
Thank you for your hard work and dedication, Kevin.
I'm kidding. I really do appreciate the news. So far, we've covered the... The new Nintendo classic.
Starbucks and McDonald's supposedly are finally going to block pornography on their Wi-Fi.
All right.
They're finally going to figure out a way to do that. Starbucks hasn't done it because they can't figure out a way to not involuntarily block unintended content.
All right.
Yeah. You know, like
somebody goes to McDonald's for a Slappy Meal.
That wasn't preloaded. I didn't tell you about that coming in. You just came up with that on the spot. Yeah. So that's going on. And did you hear about those floods in West Virginia? End of June.
Maybe going for some chicken McJackets.
Big
I could come up with a bunch of these if you want
West
to keep going.
Virginia. Floods destroyed more than 1,200 homes and resulted in 23 fatalities. A strip club out there, the Blue Parrot Cabaret Club in Morgantown, is offering lap dances for charity through the rest of the week.
Okay.
And I just think it's interesting that they're doing lap dances for charity. $20 a lap dance. I don't know if that's
high
or low.
There's probably people like Christian activists and whatnot who are out protesting this kind of thing, but it's like, come on.
Yeah, it's for good.
How is this not good for the community?
Yeah. It's good all around.
I'm going to go back to the McDonald's. It was McDonald's and who else?
Starbucks.
McDonald's and Starbucks.
Okay. Yeah.
So there are really people going to McDonald's and Starbucks and checking out porn.
Yeah, of course.
Meaning they would catch people doing this, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone at Starbucks you suspected might be checking out some porns?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, probably.
Every once in a while. I think I might have been that guy on one porn or another.
Yeah. I can't think of any good.
So that's the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some guy goes for a double shot in his pants. There that's the best I can come up with.
Double shot.
Okay, so what do you think about the lap dance for charity thing?
I was going to ask, because you've spent time in a strip club. A lot of time.
No, not a lot of time.
Big strip club guy, Kevin.
I've been to three times in my entire life.
And you only have
good...
And
they're all for other people's bachelor parties.
Good experiences with strippers. You've always said strippers are great.
You're just being a douche right now. Now he's trying to get me in trouble.
And... No, yeah, you never said that.
I never said that.
You've always said strippers are...
Grotesque?
Yeah, there you go.
That's not true.
Vile?
I don't know that I think strippers are grotesque or vile. I think the strip club establishments are grotesque and vile.
So, yeah, I was going to ask, is this something...
I mean, you turn the lights on in that place one day or go in there with a black light and you're probably going to want to hurl.
So, for the sake of charity, would this be something you would do? I don't think you would.
Why?
Because you think strippers are gross.
Well, at the end of the day, I bet the girlfriend would put the kibosh on it.
Oh, well, yeah.
But one of my buddy's favorite stories, though, is when I haggled a stripper on Halloween.
You haggled a stripper?
Yeah, for a lap dance.
What does that mean?
All right, so...
Haggled, you mean?
Haggle. Haggle is the same thing.
Haggled with a stripper?
Yeah, it's potato-potato, all right?
Haggled.
No. Yeah, so... it is, I promise.
All right, so you haggled
a
stripper.
So who calls it a potato?
Fair question.
Solid point from Kristen.
All right, I don't like you guys right now. This is because of the news thing, right?
This is because of the news thing.
All right.
Yeah.
So we went. It was funny. Actually, I went out to Fort Worth with my brother went to TCU, and they would throw really good Halloween parties. So we went out there, and me and another guy were dressed as the Boondock Saints because that was an easy costume. I just wear like a long sleeve black shirt and a black coat and a beanie, you know?
Yeah.
So we go to this party, and it gets super late. The party's winding down. It's like 3:30, and we're like, dude, let's go see some cans. Like, let's go to the strip club, which is a horrible idea. And my friend, who was a total idiot, we get in the strip club, and we thought he said take us to the nearest strip club, because we're in Fort Worth. There's strip clubs around there.
Right.
But my friend goes, take us to the best strip club, you know. So we're in the car, like, drunk. I'm already starting to, like, come down off my buzz. I'm looking at my watch. It's, like, 3 in the morning. We've been in the car for, like, 40 minutes. All right. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Where are we going?
He's taking us all the way to Jaguar's Gold in Dallas, because that's what he thinks the best strip club is.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Just buzz on over.
We get there. My one friend is into it. He's having a good time. I'm bored. My brother literally is falling asleep, and a girl comes over to me, and she's like, how about a lap dance? And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so, because I got in, I don't remember, and it was like $10 cover or something, and then I bought a dollar dance for one of my buddies or something. So I had $9.
A dollar dance?
Singles. Yeah, dollar dance.
All right.
That's where someone like go up to the stage and like give them a dollar and they like flash your can or something.
Yeah,
something like that.
Simple.
Yeah. So I had $9 and I'm like, she's like, $20 for a dance. I'm like, sorry, I don't have that much money. And she's like, what do you got? I was like, I got 10. So she's like, okay, cool. So she goes, I got a full lap dance or whatever, and then I handed her the money. She's like, this is 9. And I'm just like, sorry. That's all I got. I didn't think of it until later, but yeah, just like, oh, you know, whatever. And
that's what you call a haggle.
Sighed and walked out. Yeah, that's a potato right there. That is a hot potato.
Did they throw you out?
No.
Really?
No.
They didn't bust you over the $1?
No. Good for you. Wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. You talked her down to half price, so that and you was cheated her anyway.
I don't think I really meant to do it. I was just hammered.
Yeah, of course.
So that's that. Would you do the lap dancer charity? Have you ever been to a strip club?
You know, if it was... I don't know if we could turn it into a I'd do it.
Yeah,
I think.
Have you been to a strip club?
No.
But who's doing the lap dances? Is it actually strippers or is it people that are like working with the charity?
I understand. Good question. I understand. It's like it's the dancers.
What was the thing?
Dancers of the Blue Parrot Cabaret.
What was the boobs for Trump thing, or whatever? Where if you don't go.
Wasn't it like Tatas for Trump or something?
It was if you don't vote for Trump, you could see boobs.
Yeah,
they
but there was
mail
no way
them to you.
No
right?
way to determine. No, they, you
they
just text
it.
Text
it.
Oh,
text it to you.
Yeah, but there's you can no go on the site and look at them, and some of them are pretty gross.
Yeah.
And it's dudes and chicks.
Yeah, it's dudes and chicks.
So that's like to potluck. Christian's question.
Exactly.
Are you getting a rando or are you getting an actual pro?
You're getting a rando, I think.
Okay.
Maybe well, there's then, a couple of pros in there.
Yeah, for a good cause, I might do it.
For a good cause.
Yeah, why not?
So, yeah, that's the news.
That's it for news?
You got it.
All right. Well, I'm not quite ready for the game yet, so...
I had all these details on the iPhone 7, what it was going to be.
There really aren't that many details. You're just messing with me.
I right had now. Specs.
What specs?
I had the scoop, man.
Do any of our listeners,
this is what
status
people are
bro
be talking
listeners,
on
understand the specs of
when...
the iPhone 7?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Kristen, Kevin derailed
that.
My news, and I'm really upset about it.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about Kevin's outfit. I think he looks like a boat captain today. He came as the president of the yacht club.
Do you often think that Kevin dresses like something at work?
Like a costume?
Like a character?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily.
Boat captain,
but I feel
is
like
great.
Like the combination of white pants and a blue blazer just it tells me boat captain.
All right.
All right.
That both pleases me because it's funny and terrifies
if
me
I
because
I
worry what you think of what I wear.
If I was wearing a sailor cap and had giant brass buttons on the front of it, maybe. But I see your point. If I was wearing a cravat with it, then yeah, perhaps.
Do you have a cravat? What's that?
A cravat is like a thing you wear around your neck. Like
he would
little,
know.
Oh,
that.
like an
the
ascot.
Like people going boating wear.
Right, of course. Yeah. Like something Fred from... Scooby-Doo would
How about
work.
We play some farts, huh?
Yeah, let's.
You know, we haven't devolved in quite a while on the show. Maybe it's time we do that.
Yeah, we haven't just completely fallen apart in a while.
Can you tell the difference between your own and one of John's?
Probably not.
All right.
You know, honestly, maybe by audio quality, because mine, I always do it in quiet rooms where John just does it wherever he is.
What about this?
Kristen, if you want to get out of here, I apologize. I apologize.
So you actually took a recorder up to your...
No.
I didn't. He did.
No. It wasn't a recorder. It was just my phone. It's just my
but you would do this at work.
$600 phone. Right. No, it was an older phone. It wasn't that one.
All right. So who is it?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say that was me.
I'm gonna
that is
go
one
with
of
Zach.
Zach's.
All right.
I'm going to go with Zach, even
right.
though I don't
Kristen's
know.
Kristen's going to jump in on this and go with me.
All righty. How about this bad boy? It's real short and sweet.
I think that was me.
That was also Zach. Oh, a very God. Good guess. Oh. All right. How about one of these?
It's a dead giveaway.
I think I heard a girl
yeah, heard my sister in the background.
If you ever hear anybody around, it's John, because John does it in public. He
I forgot
care.
You can hear Anne in the background.
Right. Jesus.
All right. What about this one?
I'm gonna go John.
That would
John's,
be John.
Johns are always so violent.
Dude, they're like the ugliest. Oh my god. Like, sounding, yeah. Oh my god.
It sounds painful.
Yours,
it really
yours are pretty compared to his.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right, let's see what we got here.
So gross.
The duration is impressive.
I think that was me.
It's you can tell you're, are you in a bathroom at least for this one?
I would hope so.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that would add up.
That's a good one though, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no
yeah,
problem.
I should be proud of that. If that exists.
Hearing
Anne
in
pleased.
The background is always funny though. Well, let's see what this is.
Seriously.
There's a good John line here to cap it off.
My poop.
God.
All right. I'm done. You know, every once in a while, it is funny just to be immature, yeah, you know, true. Play some of that stuff. It's difficult not to laugh. For anyone listening, come on. You got to find that at least a little bit funny.
I don't know, man. That may just be us.
I got to figure out a way to make a game out of it because you know yours way too well.
You were talking about one. You were talking about a game.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The real or fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I think you're right. I think I know mine too well.
You know yours too well?
Yeah.
Who is this? Oh, hold on. I got it muted.
How many were there? Was that like three?
It's like a 2 second one, and I'm trying to keep Apple from going to the next element.
Right. I'm going to guess that was me.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
Typically, if it's a more robust sound, it's probably me.
John's are just so jarring.
They really are. God.
Oh, all right. Well, I accidentally got carried away with the farts. We went way over, but we do have a... hold on. Let me make sure there's not going to be farts playing when I go to this break. We do have a lot of stuff to get to when we get back. We're going to play... what's it called? Yeah, The Porn Identity. We'll be right back identity. After this. You're listening to This Dead Is Bro on RNCN.
You're listening to The Status Bro. Bro.
We're back on the Status Bro streaming at realnewscn.com. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, joined with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
I was trying to roll the flatulence into the nickname somehow. I couldn't come up with anything quick enough, so.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, you remember that thing your brother used to do, right?
Zach the Clean Shorts Lewis.
John had this thing that he did, and I hope I'm not embarrassing by saying this.
It's hard to embarrass Johnny.
You would all travel somewhere in a car before you got out, if he had the means. When you got out of the car, before he got out, he would fart in the car.
Yes.
And then close the door.
Yes, immediately.
Yeah.
Trapping it. To see if from the duration we were inside when we came back, it was still lingering.
Okay.
Most of the time it worked.
Right, so he would do this.
Yeah, he would.
And did you ever notice a certain amount of time you could wait before that had dissipated completely where it didn't matter? Or was it usually you would open the door and you would smell?
You would still smell.
Really?
Depending on the potency of the brand. Like if it was PTF, obviously it'd be much worse.
Yeah.
Where if it was, you know, one that was nice and flowery, it wouldn't have as much staying power.
That never concerned you, right? They're like, what it would do to the interior of your car or anything? It never
you never did it to mine. It was always more with the family.
Right. It was always a family kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know,
to get him back, though, sometimes, because my brother is like the worst person ever when it comes to this. When he would be driving in my car in high school, what I would do is I would rip ass, and I had this ability from the side of the steering wheel to lock all the windows and just make him roast in a little bit. inhale the fart sauna. My mom just said, yeah, it was my car. She's correct. It was always in her car.
That is horrible. You know, you sent me down to your cars to get down to your car to get beers earlier. You gave me your keys and everything. You didn't want to go, though.
Oh, wait. Did you rip ass in my car? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
If so, I applaud you, dude. That would be so great.
Just marinating in there in the hot sun.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. All right, I thought about it, though. If I'd had the means, I totally would have. I want you to know that.
All right.
Yes.
I don't have any good game show music. I got good waiting music for this game, but we're going to play the porn identity. And basically how this works is we have a list of real porn titles and a list of fake porn titles. Okay. Kristen's going to pick one from the list. They're labeled inside this folder, which one's which. And then Zach and I are going to decide if it is real or fake.
Kristen, thank you again for agreeing to sit in with us. We really appreciate it.
This is a new one.
Right.
Brand new game.
Yeah.
Very first time.
Never been done before.
I will hand you the envelope. One is labeled fake. One is labeled real.
Happy to be your Vanna White.
Here's our, we got some music for this.
Oh, they're labeled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to be stealthy about this.
Yes. Because we can't see which one.
You didn't look at these, right?
No.
No. Okay. Well, cool. Well, we should be fine then.
Sometimes I'll see one at the top of the list and I'll know. And I did see one on this one, so I took it off the table. It was the 40-year-old vagina. I don't remember if it was real or fake, though.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my mom wants to play it, too. Sure, Mom. Play along.
Yeah, jump in, please.
Okay.
You got something picked out?
I do.
All right. What do you got?
Purple Head of Cairo.
What is that even a reference to? Is that the Head of Cairo? Is that a film?
I want it to be hard.
You know what? Let me jump in on this one. I'm going to go fake.
I'm going to guess it's real.
All right.
Kevin's got it.
Oh, all righty.
Purple Head of Cairo. All right.
The subline is from Sperminator. That's how you know it's real.
Nice. Yeah. My mom also got that one correct.
That's how you know it's legit. All right. So, round two now?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do round two.
What are you saying? Your mom's seen that one?
Kevin's got one, possibly.
Yeah, I think I might have seen that in the DVD cabinet once or twice. I told you I had that one. The only time I ever got caught, I had that one porn DVD.
Right.
Which I had expertly stashed for many, many years. I had it in the case for The Thing for PlayStation 2 video game. Something nobody would ever open up.
Let me see if I remember correctly.
The name of the movie?
It was called In the Valley of the Pank. Right?
That is correct.
What does that even mean?
P-A-N-K. Correct. And I didn't even want that, man. It was when I turned 18, all my buddies were like, dude, we got to go to the porn shop and buy porn. And
right,
like,
of all course. Right. Yeah, we have to go do that.
Of course, I go to the $5 rack, and boom, In the Valley of the Panks. What the heck?
In the Valley of the Pank.
Yep.
That's adorable.
It was not. I told you, and then how I got busted, too. My parents did, like, a whole presentation just to humiliate me.
Yeah, they, like, busted you, yeah.
Yeah, well, the film was made by Knob Riders Productions, is what it was called. So, I guess they mixed up. I think they watched it for, like, 2 seconds and turned it off. And I came in, and my parents were, like, gathered around the TV. And I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on, guys? They're like, oh, we're just having a movie night. My dad's like, yeah, Knob Riders. And I'm just like, shit. So I knew I was busted.
And your family wonders where you get your like super charming sense
of
humor.
And I always blamed my sister for turning me in on this, but she says it was John, so who knows?
John turned you in?
I think John turned me in.
You think what? Just for laughs? Just to be funny?
Well, at that age, he was just a goody-goody, and he would always turn me in for that kind of stuff.
Really? Oh, that's a bummer. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's okay.
My mom says she's asking my dad. She thinks it was John.
I was kind of that way when I was a kid.
Yeah, what, the tattletale on the older sibling?
There's always one.
See, my sister was always cool about stuff when she caught me.
Oh, it didn't work out. My sister's totally.
Oh no,
the
my mom says she found it.
Oh, that sounds like she's covering for John
or Anne. Or Anne. Yeah, I think that's totally bogus.
Well, thank you for jumping on the jumping on the sword for that. But now we
yeah whatever.
Yeah, we think one of Kevin's siblings busted him.
All right, let's go ahead and go. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, let's.
You got one picked out?
I got one.
All right, shoot.
One of my favorite movies. Haven't seen this version. Bite Club.
That's not even a good porn name.
You got a better one? Because that's what I'm
I do.
Right
Fight
now.
Chub.
But you don't want to fight it, right?
I will also say, you know what? No, I'll go the other side. I'll say this one's real.
So are you going fake, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm definitely going fake.
It's Kevin again. He's on a roll.
One day I'm going to run the board and I'm going to crush you with sound effects and music cues.
You know, it's really hard to do this, in my defense.
Oh, no, yeah. His fingers are flying across. He's only halfway through his first beer. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I get to co-host and enjoy, you know.
It's much harder these days to drink beverage and talk at the same time.
It is.
All right.
Number three.
Number three.
Another classic.
Another classic.
Of course.
A Clockwork Orgy.
Oh, so much easier. A Clockwork Orange, right? Like, who let that one slide?
Clock Jerk Orange?
I'm going to say this one's real. Clock Jerk Orange.
I'm actually going to say this one's real as well.
All right.
Both right.
Oh.
That means Kevin doesn't win because it's now.
I think nobody gets a point on that one.
Yeah. That's a straight tie.
Dude, I really need a button bar for this stuff.
That's true. You're running a lot on the keyboard. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. No, number four. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
So what's this? It's still 2-0.
Yeah.
All right.
Or 3-1. But no, we'll go 2-0.
Okay.
I think this one might have won an Academy Award or something.
Yeah.
The porn. I mean, not the porn. Yeah. What are the porn awards called? I think they call them like a Woody.
What?
Yeah.
Porn
awards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they do call them a Woody.
All right.
Wait a minute. Now I forgot it.
Sorry. My fault.
It is your fault.
I tend to do that. Well, we can still listen to the great music while we wait.
Okay.
What is that from?
Debbie Does Dallas.
Debbie Does Dallas. How appropriate.
It's got Dallas and porn. I mean, come on. Can't fit any better.
No.
All right, here it is.
No, it can't.
Bend over like Beckham.
I'm going to go off the reservation.
I imagine it to be like a lesbian soccer movie.
Going to go fake. Yeah. Because I believe there is a porn Beckham spoof. I just don't think it would be called that.
I'm going to guess that this one is real.
And it goes to Zach.
Oh.
Fake.
The kid finally gets one.
Fake.
All right. Congratulations, fake. Zach.
Do you have
you guys are tied up now?
Do you have a better Bend It
Like Beckham? No, it's 2-1 now, right?
Porn spoof title?
I don't know. No one told me to keep score.
Bend her like Beckham? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, bend over like Beckham's actually pretty funny.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got my vote. All right. What's next? Oh, because I think we're up against a break here.
We're probably running out of these things.
We got a couple minutes. No, there's like 50 each.
No, there's all right. A lot.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Although I should be crossing them off, which I'm not.
That's all right. We'll remember if there's a.
Yeah. The odds of doubling down on these are pretty slim, I think.
Okay. Shoot. All right.
My mom says she's actually winning. Well, that doesn't count.
She probably is.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Final one.
Last one?
I guess. I don't know.
We're keeping it.
I thought you were saying the last one, Kevin wins.
No, I'm enjoying this game.
Yeah.
All right, not the last one.
No.
False alarm.
All right.
Hannah Does Her Sisters.
What is that a reference to?
Hannah and her sisters?
I don't know.
I'll go real. The music is so on point for this bit. I want you to know that. This is a great, great selection.
I'm actually going to go ahead and say real as well.
Both right.
No! Oh, hey, there it is. Yes. How does they do it?
All right, so the score is still 2-1.
Yeah.
So I got to give you a chance to win here.
Good, yeah, give me
a
little
you're
something.
Keeping score because I'm not. All right, this is a sci-fi one.
All right. I like the sci-fi.
Yeah. Let me guess. E.T. the extra testicle.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I don't know.
I can't think of a good one. Star Wars.
Ready? Right.
Yeah, go for it.
Sci-fi classic Battlestar Galacticock. Ooh, this is a stumper.
I'm going fake.
None of you jumped on an immediate answer.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go fake, too. Believe it or not.
Both right.
Oh, yay! We got to quit doing that.
I know. We're getting stuck here.
All right.
Battlestar
okay,
Galactica.
Okay.
Now, we do have time for one more before our commercial break, and then we'll decide during the break if we want to carry this over.
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to abandon the movies and go to a television classic.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, let's.
Allie McPheel.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Wasn't Robert Downey Jr. in that show?
She's a blonde babe in the city.
Really?
Living life with the
Calista Flockhart was in it.
Calista Flockhart.
And I think Peter McNichol was in that show, too. The guy who played Janosch Poha in Ghostbusters 2.
I will say, really?
Yeah.
Son of a gun. I didn't know he ever did anything else. I'll go real.
I am going to go ahead and say this one is Ellie McReal. All
right.
It's real.
Hey! We have to stop doing
this. I know.
This.
We're getting stuck here.
You guys know your porns too well.
Yeah, what can we say?
All right. Well, we don't really want to. All right, we're going to have to go and take a quick break, but we will have more of the porn identity coming up right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bureau live at realnewscn.com. We'll be right back.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live at realnewscn.com on RNCN. I'm your host, Kevin Edling, here with Zach the Brown Pants Lewis.
You're such an asshole. Come on.
I'm the boat captain.
Yeah, you're the boat captain.
It's the boat captain.
I'm not even wearing brown pants.
I'm the skipper over here.
I'm wearing jeans.
And
we live in
mate.
Dallas. Even billionaires wear the jeans here. Come on.
It was a reference to all the farts.
You're a reference.
If you, all right.
So Kristen has...
Oh, hold on. I'm going to address a listener really quick. Rob Welch, a friend of mine, he commented on our video and he said, you know, we talked about how we hate having to flush.
Yeah.
Touch the flush thing. Well, first of all, I use my knuckle. He said, use your foot. And I will for toilets where there's a handle. I'll always use my foot
and
to flush it.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. It's one of those motion sensor things. And to manually flush, it's like it's a little thing like the size of
a
pencil eraser.
Yeah, it's a little rubber button the size of a pea.
So I take my knuckle like that, and that's how I get it.
Right.
So I don't want to use my fingers.
Nice. I go for the pinky finger. That's usually my go-to. Just like,
that's
click.
The disposable one?
Yeah. Well, if I had to lose one,
The middle knuckle is what I use for everything. Elevator buttons.
Really?
Door handles even sometimes. All kinds of stuff. Just so I don't have to touch it. Dude, the elevator buttons are probably the grossest surface in the entire office.
Yeah, right up there with door handles.
Yeah.
Am I right? So Kristen told us during the break that she has a funny strip club story.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
yeah.
This came up.
Is this
up.
A male strip club or a female strip club?
Does it matter?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, I'll go either way.
I think it matters.
Just kidding.
A funny strip club story is a funny strip club course. Anyway,
No. Well, this came up because Zach is reading listener comments, and Michael Ray Newman, who hosts the Ziggler Edge, is listening in, and he can't believe that Zach's never been to a strip club.
Right.
Fair point. And I said, yeah, I can't believe that either.
I should probably go at some point. Yeah, I get
mean,
it.
You're a male, and you're in your 20s. You should have been to one by
probably.
Now.
Probably.
You know, maybe I... Yeah, no, you're right. There's no excuse for
you're
my.
Right.
Did you ever turn down the option or anything?
Like, I never had
just
the option.
Never came up.
I never hung out with people that were like, "Dude, let's go to a strip club tonight. That sounds fun." Instead, they were like, "Let's stay in and do drugs."
Hey, dude, I met Dave Navarro at the clubhouse, man. Now, come on. Cool stuff happens.
I thought the drugs punchline was going to get way more of a laugh than it did. No, I hung out with people who were like, let's stay and play video games. That was my friends.
But Okay. Anyway, in Zach's defense, I was saying
you've been
that
very drug heavy today.
I really had never been to a strip club until recently. And randomly, the first time I went to a strip club was with my husband and his two brothers.
Yeah. That's what I meant, male or female. Are we talking naked boobs or naked dongs?
No, we went to a female strip club. Yeah. And his brother paid for me to get a lap dance.
That's what I was going to ask.
All right.
Did you find it oddly sexy or remarkably uncomfortable?
Neither. I mean, boobs are boobs.
Yeah.
So it just landed right in the middle for you?
Like, when you're a female,
splendid mediocrity?
As a female, you grow up like getting undressed in front of other females, and so like it's just normal. Like,
really?
It's just becomes
you found
normal.
That in no way exciting?
Not, I don't know. I'm
telling you, no matter what, even if you're a guy who doesn't particularly like strip clubs that much, there's still some excitement for a guy. You know.
My excitement is commenting on the ones that I think are hot. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's good looking. Ugh, some not of them are so gross. Much.
Yeah, she's a B-shift kind of gal.
One thing that always really grossed me out is strip clubs. Zach, maybe you don't. Maybe this is something you'd be into. I don't know. But I told you about the dollar dance concept. There's always a girl on a stage.
Yeah, who, you throw them a couple of bucks.
You come up and like you give her a dollar and like she'll do. You can do something. Either she'll like rub your face in her boobs or something. But I've seen some guys who do the dollar dance and then the girls rub their ass in their face. I'm just like, no, stop.
Not into that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be into that. That's a little much.
There's nothing but basically a piece of dental floss covering your entire ass, and then you're just going
to
rub that in my face?
You're referring
I don't want
to
any of that.
Thongage that a stripper would
yes,
wear, right?
Yes, stringage.
Yeah, you don't know
that's
where
how
those,
you get pink eye.
You don't know where those lead.
That is how you get pink eye.
All right, yeah, no, that is how you get pink eye. I think I don't know if I could say much
more. The
more
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is an option. What do you ask for that? Do you request it? How does that work?
I don't know. I think sometimes they just do it.
They just go for it?
Yeah. Where me, as like soon it. as soon as I see like the ass coming inbound, I'm out. Like,
you take that dollar and run.
Yeah. They're gonna yeah, I don't know what'll happen. It's like when you pull a chair out from someone. Like, you know, like that face is not gonna be there.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's not going to land there.
It's not. That's like when you pull a chair out from someone. Come on. That's just gratuitous.
My face being the chair.
So what's the score on the porn identity?
I don't know. Kevin's keeping score.
Two to one.
I think.
I mean, somebody has to win, right? Because I still had some good articles. I had 5 things you didn't know about sex workers in the red light district. Reasons that camp counselors and campers have gotten kicked out of camp. We're all going to camp next month.
Woo!
That's something important. Yeah. And then I had...
You're definitely getting kicked out.
You know what?
Probably.
I'm going to get kicked. Yeah, we're probably already off the list.
I'd be surprised if I don't get kicked
out. We're not even going. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they're coming here and they're like, hey, you guys aren't going anymore.
On a completely unrelated note, the guy who runs the camp totally just added me on Facebook.
Nice.
Seconds ago.
We interviewed him last week on another radio show.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to him.
I was doing shots with that guy last week.
Oh, were you? Okay, well, it's fine.
We're partying.
He runs a summer camp for adults.
Exactly.
He's a cool guy.
He likes to have fun.
This guy's obviously, done his fair share of partying.
Right.
If he made a camp dedicated to getting plastered.
All right.
Hey, Zach had a question about the camp, though, that maybe you know, Kristen. Mm. Did they, like, rent out a summer camp and that's how they do it? Or did they, like, own the camp?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I assume they own the camp.
I assume they rent it out. Who just builds a camp? For like a couple times out of the year.
I believe
you know?
That it's a children's camp that they use
See,
the
that's,
facilities.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
because
it's like
I've
a camp that already
I've
exists.
I've heard him say that before, but right. I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't asked the deets. That's the problem. Maybe
but
I can
we'll get
him
on here sometime.
On Facebook. So
this would actually be a good show for him to come on.
Oh, we will have him on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will happen.
All right, so...
It's in the works.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Why am I always
the
last
to hear
about this?
Yeah, I'm the last to hear about this. I'm the host.
All right, so... Yeah.
Look, all these topics I can push to next week. I can't push the porn identity to next week. All right. So we
let's finish that.
About 5 minutes left. I mean, what do you say we try to wrap it up and get a winner?
Okay.
Does anybody need a fresh one?
I do. I have one.
You already
have
one picked out?
There it is.
All right. So this title incorporates animation.
Hmm.
So that's fun.
What kind of like
Disney?
Right. I guess we'll figure it out. Cartoons.
Disneyland.
Who reamed Roger Rabbit?
Who reamed Roger Rabbit?
So is this a gay porn?
Probably.
I guess it would be.
It's not gay if it's animated, Kevin. And it's just weird. I mean,
you never heard of Anigay? you know what?
And that's the truth.
Who reamed
it's not
Roger
gay if
Rabbit?
It's animated.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm gonna call this one bogus.
You know, for the sake of competition, I'll go real.
All right. And the answer is?
Zach has it.
Hey!
It's real.
Oh, hold on.
Hey! Yeah, how does he do it?
Can't wait to go in and
all
edit
right,
this
so
for
what,
the iTunes
what's the
version.
Score now, scorekeeper?
The score now is even. It's 2-2.
Oh, no.
2-2, I know.
All right.
Anything could happen.
You need a great tiebreaker.
Meanwhile, Kevin's mom is crushing this game at home.
This could be sudden death if you want. Like, you know.
Your mom's just seen them all.
She's probably like 12-0.
Yeah.
Not that she's seen them. She's just pretty good at deducing stuff like that.
No,
I
my
think.
Mom has never watched a porn, except for...
Okay, well,
how do you know?
You don't know about never.
How
her very brief experience with the Valley of the Pink.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so technically she's watched one that we know of.
Aye.
But I think she was shocked. She's like, the people are actually f***ing. Like, I don't know what you thought porn was.
You never looked at what like a softcore Cinemax kind of thing.
Although
maybe they're not really doing it.
Not
you know
to throw
I mean?
Her under the bus, but my girlfriend did ask me recently. We were watching like Nip Tuck, and there was a particularly realistic looking sex scene. And she's like, "They're not really having sex, are they?" And I'm like, "No, they're not having sex."
That one's got a great easy porn spoof title. So
what
easy.
Nip Suck?
Oh, yep, just that's it. Yep, Nip Suck.
Anyway, but yeah. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, even in softcore porn, there's no actual banging.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's fake.
I'm pretty sure. I think it's fake.
I think it's bogus.
Maybe I'm wrong.
In real... Oh, softcore.
Softcore.
Because yeah, like in the softcore...
Skinamax kind of stuff.
You see all the stuff you wouldn't porn, except they don't show any actual crank right. or any actual...
They don't show the actual events, so it's right. like, well, then, is it really happening?
You don't see any penetration.
Right.
So, I don't
Maybe
know.
It's not. It'd be easier if it wasn't. They don't have to get health licenses and get people shots and whatever.
Or they could just... Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Production costs.
It'd be a lot easier if you just didn't. Yeah.
Softcore porn is much higher production.
I bet it's cheaper to fake it.
I watched this one called Femalien once when I was... A young man, yeah. I had to watch it like scrambled on the TV. A lot of 90s kids know about that.
I watched one once called Bikini Jones in the Temple of Poon.
You did not.
Yeah, totally, dude. I guarantee you can Google that right now. That's a real thing.
I think
thing.
That might be on one
I
of
promise.
These lists.
Believe it or not, this might shock you. The chick who plays Bikini Jones, Asian. I know, weird, right?
I would totally peg her to be named Bikini
yeah,
Jones.
Exactly.
Bikini Jones.
Bikini Jones.
I love it.
Because nothing says Eastern culture like the last name Jones. All right, so let's jump right
and
back
Steven
into
Spielberg
it.
Adventure films.
All right, we were talking about camp, and one of the camp themes for the parties is like 90s.
So, yeah, that's so one of the things.
So this is a 90s throwback. Ass Ventura, Smut Detective.
I've definitely used the Ass Ventura line before.
I was just thinking of a great 90s movie. I thought she was going to say Jurassic Park. And in my head, I'm just like, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic
That'd be great.
Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Ass Ventura.
Ass Ventura.
I know the Ass Ventura. I know the Ass Ventura.
There has to
real.
Be an Ass Ventura.
Yeah. So I'm
going
to go real.
I'm going real as well.
It's real.
Yes.
Yep.
Ass Ventura is definitely one.
That means we're still tied up, boys.
There's a couple of porn spoofs you just remember, you know? You don't forget.
Summer's just too good, huh?
You know, one of these was, I remember, from the movie game that we played, and you guys renamed, you know, you were renaming titles, and you actually renamed it one of the ones that's on this.
Which one?
On
but
one
really? What was it?
I have to
find it. Well, then we know it's fake. Or it could be real.
I don't know.
No, I'm just curious which one we got right. That's what I want to know.
Oh, damn, we're almost out of time. We only got a minute left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no pressure.
Shoot. All right. Classic. Everyone loves this movie. Forrest Hump.
Real.
It's real.
You got to give us a real crusher.
Yeah, we got to get one more.
All right. Commando.
You know what?
That is a movie.
It's also the original title, but right. just replace the O with
like
the
commando,
U.
Like Commando. Or
no, come.
Oh, Commando.
Yeah.
Commando.
I'm going to go real.
I'll go fake. Let's solve this right now.
It's fake.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeedy. How does... Oh.
All right. So
can
Zach,
I get some
kind
of Zach,
wait. I found the title. I found the title that you guys
oh,
renamed.
Which one was it?
Got it right. Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, nice.
that was a Kevin Ebeling. Yeah.
And it's a real movie.
I love it.
A Kevin Ebeling picture.
That means we're good enough. All right, well, you know what, Kristen? Thank you so much for sitting in. It is always a pleasure. We
thank
do
you.
Have to sign off. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Was that the Blood Lewis?
Thanks.
This is The Status Bro. We'll see you next week.
Head out west where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills. Chill like Flint. Buy an old drop top. Find a spot.